Imagine having two father figures in your life. One highly educated with a PhD but struggling financially, and another who never finished eighth grade yet became incredibly wealthy. This was Robert Kiyosaki's reality growing up in Hawaii. His biological father, Poor Dad, believed in traditional education and job security, constantly saying phrases like, "I can't afford it," and "money doesn't grow on trees." Meanwhile, his friend's father, Rich Dad, focused on financial education, assets, and making money work for him rather than working for money. At just 9 years old, Kiyosaki made a pivotal decision to learn about money from Rich Dad after noticing that despite Poor Dad's impressive academic credentials, his financial struggles suggested there might be better approaches to building wealth. This unique childhood experience formed the foundation for a revolutionary perspective on money that challenges conventional wisdom. The contrast wasn't just about bank accounts, but about fundamental relationships with money. Poor Dad worked for money, while Rich Dad made money work for him. When 9-year-old Robert asked Rich Dad how to get rich, instead of a direct answer, he offered the boys jobs at his grocery store for just 10 cents per hour. After weeks of tedious labor dusting cans for minimal pay, young Robert reached his breaking point and threatened to quit, exactly what Rich Dad had been waiting for. "Most people spend their lives working for money," Rich Dad explained, "but the rich have money work for them." To demonstrate money's power over people, he stopped paying the boys completely, then gradually offered higher wages. When they resisted these temptations, they showed they were beginning to understand his lesson about not being controlled by money. Two emotions drive most financial decisions: fear and desire. Fear of not having enough motivates hard work, but then desire takes over once paid, creating a spending cycle that keeps people trapped. Even the wealthy often become more afraid of losing money than they were of being poor. Wealth isn't determined by how much you make, but by how much you keep. The foundation of financial literacy is understanding the difference between assets and liabilities. Rich Dad simplified this with crystal clarity. Assets put money in your pocket. Liabilities take money out of your pocket. Using simple diagrams showing cash flow patterns, Rich Dad taught that the rich acquire assets, while the poor and middle class acquire liabilities they mistake for assets. Consider the typical pattern. A couple starts in a small apartment, saving for their dream home. As their incomes increase, so do their expenses, through taxes and consumer debt. They buy a larger house, considering it an investment, but their mortgage, property taxes, and maintenance costs create massive monthly outflows. The rich focus on acquiring income-generating assets, businesses that don't require their presence, stocks, bonds, income-producing real estate, notes, royalties, and anything else that produces income or appreciates in value. As their asset column grows, it produces enough income to cover expenses, with surplus reinvested to acquire more assets, creating a virtuous cycle of exponential wealth growth. Many hardworking people never achieve financial freedom because they focus solely on their employer's business instead of building their own. Your profession earns your paycheck, but your business builds your asset column. Ray Kroc exemplified this distinction. While McDonald's sold hamburgers, his real business was real estate, owning valuable commercial properties worldwide that generated far more wealth than food sales. Keep your day job, but focus on acquiring income-generating assets. Build your asset column, maintain low expenses, and retain money to work for you. Unlike those who buy luxuries on credit, the wealthy build assets first and let that income fund their purchases. When asset income, not salary, buys your Mercedes, you're demonstrating true financial intelligence. Income taxes, introduced in America in 1913, eventually shifted their heaviest burden to the middle class, while the wealthy created legal structures to minimize taxation. The system creates two paths. Employees earn, pay taxes, then live on what's left. business owners, operating through corporations, spend on legitimate business expenses first, then pay taxes on the remainder. Corporations can deduct expenses like meals, travel, healthcare, vehicles, and education before calculating taxable income. Employees must cover these same costs with after-tax dollars. The wealthy also utilize strategies like the 1031 exchange to defer real estate taxes indefinitely. This isn't about tax evasion, but legal optimization. Financial intelligence, especially in tax law, allows you to structure affairs through corporations and legal entities to reduce tax burden and build wealth faster. In the real world, success often favors the bold over the merely smart. Financial intelligence combines technical knowledge with the courage to act on opportunities others miss. Financial intelligence comprises four elements: accounting literacy, investment science, market understanding, supply and demand, and legal knowledge, tax advantages, and corporate protections. Kiyosaki demonstrates this through his real estate journey, buying a $45,000 foreclosed home, selling it for $95,000, using a tax-deferred exchange for a 12-unit apartment building, and eventually acquiring a 30-unit complex, generating $5,000 monthly. His success came from minimal personal investment by leveraging market knowledge to spot undervalued properties, using legal tax advantages, and utilizing bank financing. In the information age, wealth creation stems from ideas and agreements rather than physical labor. Understanding that money is a concept of agreement allows some to create wealth in any economic climate, while others remain limited by industrial age thinking. Five major obstacles block the path to financial independence: fear, cynicism, laziness, bad habits, and arrogance. Fear of losing money affects everyone, even the wealthy. Rich Dad's antidote was simple: if you hate risk and worry, start early. Starting young provides time to recover from mistakes and learn from them. Success often follows failure, whether in investing or learning new skills. Doubts emerge from our minds and others when opportunities arise. Smart investors recognize that economic downturns present the best opportunities to build wealth. They act when others are paralyzed by fear. True laziness isn't idleness, it's staying busy to avoid important tasks, especially financial planning. The cure is positive greed, wanting something better. Instead of feeling guilty about desires, Rich Dad suggested asking, "How can I afford it?" This opens the mind to solutions. A vital financial habit is paying yourself first, investing in assets before other expenses. Unlike Poor Dad, who paid everyone else first, Rich Dad prioritized building his asset column even when cash was tight. This pressure drove him to find new income sources rather than just working harder. Financial arrogance, pretending to know what you don't, can be devastating. The wise approach is acknowledging knowledge gaps and actively seeking education.